Low Sunday, 2020. Hail, season full of grace, that believing you may have life in his name, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Each season of the liturgical year has its own spiritual significance. For example, the spirit of Advent, with its anticipation of the coming of our Redeemer, or Lent, with its preparation for the passion and death of our Lord. But what do we make of this liturgical season immediately following the resurrection? This is the period in which we now find ourselves, known as the Easter season, or more properly, Paschaltide, the time after which Christ, our Pasch, or Paschal victim, has been sacrificed. What should be the graces that we pray for during this time? Paschaltide is the period of time from Easter Sunday to Pentecost Sunday, about 50 days in length. It is by far the richest of all liturgical seasons for its history and spiritual mystery. During this time, we commemorate the mysteries that are at the very center of our supernatural life, our redemption, our salvation, and our sanctification. Lent was only a time of preparation for this season through a period of prayer and sacrifice, helping us cleanse our hearts and souls for a worthy celebration of this important time. The joy of this season is not in having completed the sacrifices of Lent and the sorrowful reflections of Holy Week. If this is how we look at it, then our joy is incomplete. Rather, Easter is a time of joy, because sin has been purged from our souls, bringing us a profound tranquility in knowing that we have made our spiritual peace with God and He with us. Through Lent, Holy Mother Church has taught us how to conquer our sinful habits so that we are now ready to understand the sacred mysteries of Christianity better than before. We can now make advancements in our spiritual life and holiness. St. Paul was favored with an exceptional knowledge and love of the mystery of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In his epistles, he teaches us just how important this mystery is in the life of a true follower of Christ by reminding us of this saying from Isaiah the prophet: "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor hath it entered into the hearts of man, what God has prepared for those who love him." For us Catholics, every day of Paschaltide can teach us the truth of this great lesson. We have spent Lent in union with our crucified Savior, sorrowing for what our sins caused him to suffer. During Paschaltide, we are called to unite with the risen Christ. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper.